Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome to The Drift. Thank you for tuning in. And I'm sitting in studio with Ipsy Ed Bondurant.
Good evening.
Little Sir Graves. And what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news that we put on thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know, Gary.
At least you got it right. I'm a little off today. Can you tell my voice?
Who are you again? You're Gary.
I'm Gary with the bad throat today is what I am. But I'm working through it.
I have to keep asking Alex, did I mention who I am?
Ed Bonner? I always mention who you are.
You haven't mentioned who you are yet.
Yeah, I'm the Gary aforementioned Gary Wellings. Yes, there we go. I used to pull that one too, but I don't want people to know who I am, and they'll track me down and look me up on social media and blah, 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 right? I'm the easiest man in the world to find. Anybody wants to find me, I'm in trouble, right?
Hey, before we go any further, what do you think about staying on Facebook? You think we should bail or stay?
I have had this question on my mind about Facebook now for probably
a year.
Well over a year. I'm not sure. You know, I have a few good friends on Facebook who happen to be liberals as well, and I think it causes more harm to us. You know, we've kind of reached that let's agree to disagree point, mm-hmm. but sometimes it still gets ugly. And
I've seen them.
I don't
comment.
Like that.
I've seen them.
You know who I'm talking mm-hmm. about? My one of my dear friends. He's just an anti-Trump liberal guy. But anyways, I don't like the fact that Facebook is, and I see it. You know, I used to say it about, I don't use Google on my phone anymore. I use DuckDuckGo. I mm-hmm. eliminated Google and have discovered that all those ads that I happen to be talking about, they're not popping up anymore. If I talk about something, it doesn't show up on my phone anymore. So I think Google is indeed listening, probably Amazon or whoever else. DuckDuckGo is not doing it yet. but DuckDuckGo is not quite as good as
There's
Google.
Epic for a browser, which is Chromium-based, but not Google. But it's almost the same interface as Google, as Chrome, I should say. Mm-hmm. But it's called Epic. Go to epic.com.
Okay.
And then there's MeWe. I've signed up for that. You're on it.
I was on it. I haven't looked at it.
The interface, I'm kind of like, how do I find people? And there's two of you on it, so I didn't know which one to ask.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's my evil Gary is probably on there, too. No, my preference is Twitter. I like Twitter. I've got lots
that's
of
a jungle. That's a dark and dirty place.
Twitter is
you like wallowing in that.
I do. It's my what do they call it? My
evil pleasure. Or
evil
something.
Pleasure. Yeah. Whatever. Yes. I like my Twitter. I like Gab as well. And I'll probably end up on Gab full time at some point when Twitter bans me, which I'm sure they will. I've been very careful lately, not to get my third.
That's what they want. You're cooperating with them. Same with Facebook, you know?
I know. The fight is in Twitter world, right? That's where the fight is. So
well, you can take a sip of that, and I'll do the ad if you want.
Yeah, no, we can do that. Well, let's take care of a little business. At our age, and even if you're young,
what?
You want to get to the hearing clinic. Dr. Amy Arnold has some of the best equipment and procedures for checking out your hearing. Signs of hearing loss include asking people to repeat themselves, thinking people mumble or do not speak clearly, turning an ear in the direction of sound to hear better, understanding the conversation better when looking directly at people. See, we all read lips a little bit. Being unable to hear all parts of a group conversation, and listening to the TV or radio at higher than normal volume.
Okay, I'm making an appointment. Man, I can't. My wife's sitting home. I told you so.
Yeah, you know what's funny is turn the TV off at night, go to bed, wake up in the morning and turn the news on. And it's just loud as all get out. I'm like, what was wrong with me to be listening to the TV that high the night before?
We'd go to visit friends of ours who were in their 90s, and Fox News is just blaring through the door because his wife was deaf. He had a hearing aid, but she wouldn't get one.
But do you think our hearing goes down? You talk to Dr. Amy. I don't talk to her anymore, but you still talk to her. Ask her, does the hearing kind of desensitize over the course of a day? I wonder.
Well, I bet you it does, but I don't know.
It's like smell. You get blind smell. Smell blind.
My tinnitus comes and goes through the day.
Yeah.
So
interesting stuff.
So people should go see Dr. Amy?
Go see Dr. Amy. Yeah, I got off track there, didn't I? 810 810-225-2205. That's 810-225-2205. And you can also see her ad in the CurrentOnline.com or Current Newspaper if you get a hard edition, CourantOnline.com. You're doing a great job with the paper, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're doing a fantastic job. Very, very proud of you.
Ooh, indeed. Thank you, Mike.
All right, so we've got a ton of stuff to talk about today. We've got the declassification going on and some other stuff. This Pelosi-Trump feud is just, again, guilty pleasure. I love it. You know, people, he's not presidential. You know what? This is the part I love. It makes it entertaining. It's entertaining to me. These people that are the snowflakes, the people that are triggered by Donald Trump, I just love it.
I see so much of myself in him. I've never thought I would. But that's exactly what I would have done. If somebody said that right before, you know, a negotiation or a comment, you know, a conversation, and somebody said something that was accusatory towards me or even criminality, I'd just like him. What are you going to do? You can't bargain in good faith. You turn around and he didn't call her names. He didn't scream. There's witnesses, even though they said he did.
Yeah.
There's witnesses that, of course, they're his people. But there's got to be surveillance video somewhere that they're not releasing.
Don't they record everything that happens in the Oval Office?
Exactly.
Or in boardroom?
Nixon did.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
I just thought that was like,
they just don't want to give it up that they did.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was standard procedure for the presidents. Everything all day long in those offices is taped. I thought it was. Maybe it's not. So anyways, but let's hear Nancy's. Oh,
there may have been. There may have been, what do you call it? Part of the negotiations is we're bargaining in good faith, so you turn all the recording equipment off so you can't use it against us.
Could be.
Yeah. Okay. And then they pull that, and then they lie about it.
Well, let's see what Nancy said about the meeting. Derek, you got track one ready there? Go ahead and let's hear Nancy, Nasty Nancy, go at it.
But the president, again, stormed out. I think, first pound the table, walk out the door. What? Next time, have the TV cameras in there while I have my say. That didn't work for him either. And now this time, another temper tantrum. Again, I pray for the President of the United States.
She's lost
it. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention.
You know, so that's the part that struck me right there. Are you asking for a coup, Nancy, again? You're asking for an intervention, the administration or family or somebody would step in and intervene?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're asking for a coup, Nancy. And frankly, she goes on my list of treasonous people who need to be jailed and possibly brought up on the treason charges and found guilty.
And who do you give an intervention to? Somebody who has some kind of serious problem, like a drug addiction, right? Or alcoholism.
Demonizing him.
Yeah, exactly. So she basically says he has a serious, let's call it mental problem, that he needs an intervention. People need to intervene themselves in his behavior. And then when he says, I think she's losing it, I've watched True over time, he's basically paying her the same compliment back.
Yeah.
But no, he's the bad guy for doing it.
Right. Well, says the woman who has an alcohol problem, $1,200 bills for alcohol on the government planes, and she's still flying that way?
She is again. Yeah.
He needs to just cut her off.
Nothing but the best for her.
Cut her off. Let her fly coach, or if she wants to fly first class and use her mileage, use your miles, Nancy. Get your upgrade.
And who was it just got canned? Well, I mean, so he had to step down. Department of the Interior, was it? And they said he was misusing funds and travel.
Zinke?
And I think
Ryan
so.
Ryan Zinke?
Yeah, yeah. And now supposedly they're going to pursue charges against him along those lines, like criminal
what?
Charges.
That's,
yet look at her. Nothing but first class for Nancy.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go to bat for Ryan Zinke because I thought I had heard and seen articles that he had been threatened repeatedly. And so he had some issues with travel and had to do some things that would have been a little more expensive because he had been threatened by these green weenies
out there.
Environmental terrorists were threatening him and his family. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt a little bit anyways.
But we just got, oh, no, that was in England. Somebody got milkshake thrown on him.
Oh, Nigel Farage.
Yeah,
we're going to get to that.
Okay, sorry.
We're going to jump the shark on me.
Where are we going next?
Yeah, we're going to hear Kellyanne's
reply.
Conway's reply because she was in the room. And so, Derek, you got Kellyanne? Let's listen to Kellyanne Conway respond to what Nancy said.
She treats me as she might treat her maid or her pilots or makeup artist or her wardrobe consultants. I told her, gee, it's so pro-woman of you.
She treats me as she might treat her maid or her pilots or her makeup artist.
I think you
got to
go back farther on that one.
So that response was in regards to Nancy. Or Kellyanne wanted to talk to Nancy, yeah. And Nancy says, I don't talk to staff.
Yeah.
I only talk to the president.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're quoting it almost verbatim. Do we got it? Can we go all the way back and get the full thing, Derek?
I couldn't find that.
Somehow
I couldn't find
it.
The audio for that, but I read it enough.
It was 27 to 250. It was kind of a long crack anyway, but yeah. But yes, that's exactly right. She was in the room along with Hogan.
I could mimic Nancy and say it the way she did.
You're too fast. You got to keep it slower. And I laughed.
The doctored video of her slurring her words.
Well, there you go, Nancy. Take some of that. A little fake news for you, Nancy. Let's go ahead, Derek. You got the full track now? Go ahead. It's Kellyanne Conway.
I walked out. I was so calm. You all saw me minutes later. I was at a news conference. I was extremely calm.
That's not
I was
either.
Probably
but it's all right. Let
even
play.
More so in that room. So I walked into the cabinet room. You had the group, Crying Chuck, Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it. Now, as far as the group is concerned, where is Sarah, Kellyanne? Where are you? Come here a minute. You were in that room. Kellyanne? You were in the room. Sarah was in the room. Mercedes was in the room yesterday. So I just want to let you know. Every time I go into a room, if there aren't cameras, they come out and say, oh, he was yelling, he was screaming. Kellyanne, what was my temperament yesterday?
Very calm, no temper tantrum. I told the facts first crowd. If they published that you were fuming, temper tantrum, rage, lost it, that's just a lie. Because everyone was young, just somebody had an old tape. But you were very calm. Stood at the end of the
they have it on tape someplace? Right. Good.
Cabinet, you started at the end of the table.
Better start.
Peter doesn't want to hear this, by the way. He wants to ask him.
Because
he doesn't. He's fake news. But go ahead.
Sir, Mr. President, why would you have to raise your voice? You said you handled your job.
Anyways, you get the point. That's even better than the track I
have. That's the one where he finishes saying, I'm a calm genius.
Stable genius.
Yes, stable genius.
Stable genius.
Yes.
I think, once again, people don't understand. The Donald Trump that you see on the rallies and the Donald Trump you see on the Twitter is not the Donald Trump. That's the showman part that you're seeing. That's what he's putting out there to trigger people, to get his way, to troll people, and to talk to the American people in a way that average of us understand. There's no doublespeak. He's telling us exactly how he feels, which is how we feel.
Is he trying to get impeached?
I can almost say maybe that is true. Maybe Nancy is correct in that. Because you know what? Impeachment is a loser for the Democrats.
The guy's a tactician. He's sung too, man.
Yeah, 734-822-1600. Call in if you want to weigh in on this argument. He may well be trying to say, hey, go ahead and impeach me. Because you know what? The American people have voted for me. There's going to be more than 63 million voting for him next time around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is there going to be enough more to overcome the illegal votes that the Democrats are pouring into the country, a million alone this year? You know, if they get a million next year and half of them vote, you've already got another million votes.
I want to know. What I want to know is it going to be Speaker McCarthy or Speaker Scalise? Because we're going to get the House back.
Go big or go. I hope so.
We're going to get the House back.
Let's talk about that for a minute because, you know, we have Alyssa Slotkin, who took Mike Bishop's spot. That's normally a conservative seat. You people in Livingston County, get off your duffs this year. GOP.
The only way you're going to get rid of Crazy Nancy is to vote Republican. That's the way it works.
Yeah. And Michigan GOP, you better get yourself a good candidate. I'm not saying Mike Bishop wasn't a good guy, but he did not campaign. You can't just put signs out. He had an open invitation to come on this show. I don't know if he ever went on Theron's show, but I don't recall seeing Mike Bishop on this station very often, if at all. Derek, do you remember if we ever had him? Never. If you're a Southeast Michigan candidate and you're a Republican and you haven't appeared on Wham Radio, what is wrong with you? This is the conservative powerhouse of South. If you're a conservative, you're listening to this station.
Tim Walberg calls in.
Yep. You know, you need to listen and come on this show if you are running for public office as a Republican and this station. Every host on this station is a good person who will give you your, and that goes for Democrats too. You want to come in and speak? You'll get your chance. I would not say no to a Democrat wanting to come on this show. Be prepared for some tough questions. Mm-hmm. That's all. I'm a fair guy. I'm not going to say I'm unbiased by any means, but I'm certainly fair enough to give you your shot at something. So we need to make sure we're getting good candidates from the Republican Party this time around, and then they need to get off their duff. John James, I think, suffered from some campaign issues last year around. I was tweeting, got involved in a Twitter thing earlier this week about John James, and there was talk that somebody in the White House was thinking John James should run for Congress, not Senate, against Gary Peters. And I think absolutely not. John James can win against Gary Peters, hands down.
You think?
I think so. But he's got to spend the time in the right counties. Washtenaw, okay. Well, Macomb, like I said, Wayne, think? Oakland, because that's where he didn't spend enough time. The outstate, he's got locked in solid because that's all Republican. But he needs to get his butt downtown where the big population center is. And
he didn't last time.
He didn't.
I think that proves he's not the guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, his campaign manager was fresh out of college. Who, U of M guy. Who hired that guy? U of M guy is probably liberal. He probably did it on purpose. You know, hire good campaign people. It's not that hard, for crying out loud. He came on the show once, thank you, but should have been
on regularly. Manufactured questions, his two callers that called in with questions for him that we never heard of before or since. I resented that, tell you the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. But he's still young.
Mm-hmm.
But doggone it, Republican Party, get him some help, some seasoned people
who
know what
they're
doing.
He's the guy, I'll step behind him. You know, it's...
Yeah. We need to make sure we step up our game this year. And I'd like to know who's running against Alyssa now and Tlaib.
They're coming up with a guy against Tlaib. Yeah, I forget his name now, but there are people in Detroit who are
– Well, the time is short. We're running short on time here. People need to get moving and get going. And all I can say to the Michigan Republican Party, get off your butts. Get your jobs going and get us some candidates who are good and get them on this station and other shows and get out there and spend some time doing your job, because you know what? People need to know the truth. We got to take back the house. So let's move on to declassification. Yes?
The FISA. Okay,
He's
sorry.
He's declassifying all the FISA stuff, right?
Let's
within reason.
Exactly. Let's be clear. Barr has the discretion, mm-hmm. and Barr has the background with sensitive issues. He's been working with the Intelligence Committee since he worked for the CIA as a CIA lawyer. Right. So he understands all the ramifications. He's an establishment lawyer, but that doesn't mean he's a swamp creature, and he has a love of the law. If you could think of him as an establishment lawyer the way you think of Dershowitz, mm-hmm. at being a liberal Democrat. It doesn't make him a bad moral person. Right. And so I trust Barr. And I think, well, you look at the scope of what Barr would have to do. He would have to assemble a huge team himself to go single-handedly read all this stuff. Now, he's probably familiar with a lot of it, but there's a lot of detail work that would have to be done by teams, secure teams with classification that could read this stuff and make decisions and pass that up to him for review. So it's not just Barr. Barr can't do everything we want him to do. So it's either pick and choose a path that leads to Obama.
Is that part of going to be John Durham's area?
Huber?
And Huber.
The invisible Huber?
Right. You know, so it's almost the end of May. Where is the IG report? Didn't they say end of May?
End of May. So that's what I heard.
We got a week.
Yeah.
We got a week. I'd like to see that IG report. And maybe it's all coming to a head. I'm hoping. I don't want to get my hopes up. It may be getting complicated.
Yeah, as more stuff comes up.
But you can certainly see.
You can't finish your report if it's not done yet. And if more stuff comes up, all of a sudden
it gets pushed back.
Yeah, it gets blown out of.
Yeah, which is what he said in his interview with Martha McCollum, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And he said it'll be done when it's done.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not there yet. But the reaction of the Democrats and the mainstream media when Trump said, I've given Attorney General Barr the ability to declassify whatever he thinks is necessary was astounding. And just as hypocritically dumb as anything I've ever seen. Adam Schiff says, this is not transparency by doing that. What are you insane? You're declassifying and showing everything that you possibly can. That's total transparency, and yet the Democrats want to just twist it around and say, you're weaponizing. Well, there you go. That's what you Democrats do. You twist what you've already done to the president, weaponizing departments, and now you're putting it on him. It's no different. You weaponized long before Trump ever did anything, and all Trump's doing is being transparent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
That's what they said they wanted, transparency.
Yeah, if it comes to
they want to see all the records, but now they don't want all the records seen.
Yeah. Well, you know, and people say Trump's not. CNN had a tweet earlier today. Trump's not the most transparent ever. He hasn't released his taxes, hasn't done this, hasn't done that. I'm like, I just responded. Obama never released his college application or transcripts or anything else. And we still never saw the birth certificate except the phony one online that's been doctored. Yep. There was never a paper copy official that we could see.
Yep.
And he blocked Hawaii from giving it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So don't talk to me about transparency, CNN. Your Obama that you failed to vet properly has been the least transparent of all the presidents we've had so far.
Yeah.
Just astounding. Absolutely astounding. So do you think they're hiding something?
They being?
Nadler? Schiff?
I don't know if they're in the position to hide stuff. They're not.
Here's my thing with Schiff. Guilty of leaking. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Oh, I know that. Yes, you know? Yes. Okay.
So he's got, if all goes well, he should be going to jail for leaking.
He should go to jail for lying to the media. I have stuff. Well, where is it? Oh, I can't show you. So that's fine. I have stuff. He's guilty. Oh, Mueller couldn't find it.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, in a sense, you could say he lied to Congress because Congress was listening to him say that. Yeah, but it's different rules. He's a Democrat.
Well, and that's what I'm looking for, the level playing field. If you're going to throw Papadopoulos and all these other guys in jail, you know, even if it's only 14 days. I did hear this week, we've got a minute, Papadopoulos, and when he was given the $10,000.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
did you hear that this week?
Oh, yeah.
So he was given $10,000 while he was in London, I think.
Greece. And he left it with a lawyer.
Did the right thing. You're going to give me $10,000. I'm going to leave it with the attorney. Because something's not quite right here. Flies back to the United States. They know he's coming. They took photographs of the bills that they gave him because they set him up. It doesn't get any clearer of a setup than that.
And then when he didn't have it on him, they just did this sudden search when he got off the plane, like, gotcha. It's like, got what? And they all stood around scratching their head like, what happened? Where'd it go?
Where'd the money?
Somebody
checked the toilet.
It was
in the plane.
Like you said, it was a setup, and all those agents who had been set up to do this are like, wait a minute, we were told.
This
now, when
did
they testify? When did they testify?
Exactly. So, you know, and then to perp walk him out with the chains and everything else, really? Because you gave him $10,000 in a setup. You expected him to fly back with it and arrest him in American custody. But he did the right thing and said, there's something funny
and
here.
And early on, he was portrayed as being not the brightest bulb, you know, in the six pack of light bulbs in the candelabra, so to speak.
Yeah.
And yet that was a very smart move. He seemed very savvy to me.
Can he sue the government? I don't know if you can sue the government over something like this. They literally entrapped him. They tried to entrap. It's an entrapment case.
People do sue the government, but there's certain things, certain officials you can't sue. Prosecuting attorneys, I believe, can't be sued in their official capacity. I'm not
a lawyer, either. But doggone it, it just irritates me. It seems like somebody who's been that set up. The same with Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Flynn cleared all his visits with the Russians before and after with the Department of Intelligence, right?
The DIA? Defense Intelligence Agency. Yeah, DIA.
All right, well, there's the heartbreak. When we come back, 734-822-1600, join us on The Drift, and we'll talk about Joe Biden and some more Spygate stuff, and we'll go from there. See you on the other side. Don't you wish that you could cry? Don't you wish I would die? See me, see soft kids, child women on the skids. The dust will choke you. People are old.
always on the move, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep up with the latest in political talk? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels may take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues discussed by hosts like Steve Gruber, Theron X, and Dana Lash. Call 734-971-1600 today. 1600 AM, 92.7 FM. Wham Radio. We are American made.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. It's a tale of two disasters in Missouri's state capital.
It's kind of stunning because on one side of the Capitol is flooding, and on the other side is tornado damage. And right now, Jefferson City is one of many across the Midwest and the South under a severe flooding threat. The Army Corps of Engineers tells us that there are many levees being compromised along the Missouri and the Mississippi River.
Fox's Matt Finn in Jefferson City. The Army Corps of Engineers now overseeing flood control relief along rain-swollen rivers and dams across the region. West Point's long gray lines now a little longer. The vice president delivers today's commencement address.
So I say to all of you, what you've learned in this place, put into practice. You've learned the habits of heroes and leaders, and now you're going to join the fight. Men and women of West Point, no matter where you're deployed, you will be the vanguard of freedom. And you know that the soldier does not bear the sword in vain.
Mike Pence at the U.S. Military Academy. This is Fox News.
Don't get the same old boring food for your special event. Make it extra special. Get real Dickey's Texas Barbecue from Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Plan your parties and events now, any size, any time. Dickey's Barbecue Pit offers free delivery for any catering over 10 people up to 10 miles. Delivery up to 50 miles with a very small delivery fee. A lot of barbecue joints claim to be the real deal, but they aren't. Dickey's is. Delivery buffet includes a choice of two slow-smoked meats, three sides, buttery rolls, a relish tray, and your choice of barbecue sauce and paperware. Dickey's barbecue sauce is the best. Full service buffets available, and Dickey's staff stays to take care of everything, even cutting the meat on site. Box lunches are also available. Dickey's is great for tailgating too. Dickey's Barbecue Pit, 3500 Washtenaw Avenue across from Arborland. Call 734-263-0436. That's 734-263-0436. Make your special event something extra special. Call Dickey's Barbecue Pit today.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is Wellbridge. Wellbridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All Wellbridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, "What can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you." And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend Wellbridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for Wellbridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, Wellbridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. Wellbridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, it's the Ed Bondarenka.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, good to be here. Let's take care of a little business before we get on with the show here. If you're looking for a used car, second car, or maybe a car for your new student, Time Auto in Plymouth, T-Y-M-E, Time Auto, 65 years, the same location, a family-owned business. We can ignore your credit report, no money down, no turndowns. All kinds of good ways to get some credit going on your cars. Get $500 for anything you can push, pull, or tow for your trade.
Not your neighbor's car. Not your neighbor's car.
It's got to be your car, though, right? Located in Plymouth, Michigan. I'm trying to remember. Is that Plymouth Ann Arbor Road?
Yes.
Plymouth and Arbor Road. Okay, and I'm looking for the phone number, but I can't see because my eyes are bad.
T-Y-M-E. Look them up online. T-Y-M-E.
Yep, yep. Okay, so we're talking about the declassification, and there was an article on Breitbart this week about Joe Biden may well have been involved in the initial Russian collusion investigation that started. According to an article in the Washington Post, a circle was slowly widened to include Biden. And according to the newspaper, in the summer of 2016, CIA Director John Brennan, my least favorite person in Washington, D.C., convened a secret task force at CIA headquarters composed of several dozen analysts and officers from the CIA, the NSA, and the FBI. The Post described the unit as so secretive, it functioned as a sealed compartment hidden even from the rest of the U.S. intelligence community.
That's what I was thinking of earlier when you were talking about transparency.
Yeah. A unit whose workers were all made to sign additional non-disclosure forms. The unit reported to top officials, the newspaper documented. Now listen to this. They worked exclusively for two groups of customers, the official said. First was Obama and fewer than 14 senior officials in government. So Obama was aware of this secret task force. The second was a team of operations specialists at the CIA, NSA, and FBI who took direction from the task force on where to aim their subsequent efforts to collect more intelligence on Russia. So, how high up does this go? Was Biden and Obama aware of this? I bet your bottom dollar they were maybe not just aware, but instructing. You think Brennan just did this on his own?
No, we talked about this last week.
Yeah.
Guys don't do this on their own. No way. Don't tell the boss we're doing this. Don't tell the boss we're doing this. Unless it's Trump they're working for, then it's don't tell the boss we're doing this. Yeah.
The number of Obama administration officials who were allowed access to the Russian intelligence was also highly limited, the Post reported. At first, only four senior officials were involved and not Biden. Those officials were Director John Brennan, director of...
The guy who voted for Gus Hall?
Yes, the communist. Yes,
yeah,
communist supporter.
Yeah.
DNI, James Clapper, Loretta Lynch, and then FBI Director James Comey. Their aides were all barred from attending the initial meetings, the Post stated. The circle of those who attended on the matter soon widened to include Biden.
Excuse me. That Loretta Lynch, was she the one who called James Comey a liar?
Yes.
Is he the one who called Loretta Lynch a liar?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure I got the right two people.
So they're both pointing fingers, just like Clapper and Comey are pointing fingers now. And
they're both pointing at Comey.
So, you know, this is going to get ugly.
It is ugly. It's going to get uglier. It's going to take Biden down.
It's my
guilty
pleasure.
Guilt by association.
Well, you know what? Shame on Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what, Joe? At one time, I thought Joe, before he went to work with Obama, I thought, he's a progressive liberal, whatever, but he's an all right.
He's honorable. You thought he was honorable.
I did.
He was good on immigration. He was good on a number of things. He actually was on the team, the committee that was grilling Clarence Thomas. And he's basically responsible for Clarence Thomas coming through that. He restricted some of the testimony against Clarence Thomas
because
he disbelieved it.
Yeah.
So,
and,
you know, that's not a partisan hack at that time.
Right, right. And now he's backtracking, though, right?
Exactly.
It's what you got to do.
Because now he's a partisan hack.
Yes. Now you have to do this in the Democratic Party. You got to go so far to the left to win this nomination that—
And then disavow all of it in the general.
I
must have had fever.
I had the presidential fever.
Yeah,
but I had.
Swamp fever.
Yeah. Let's take a call from Tom in Detroit. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I mean, it's getting comical. I don't think a lot of people can appreciate it because they don't listen to the alternative media, so to speak, the talk radio. But some of these boondoggles, it gets to be like the Schumers and Schiffs and Pelosi's are constantly slandering the president. Now, the part, I mean, there's no way to prove it, though, from here in the nosebleed seats. It's just basically a suspicion. But I have another hypothesis. This is all all part of a distraction and part of a larger plan. And, you know, I mean, the country's in serious financial trouble. I just heard a interview of Catherine Austin Fitz. George Norrie interviewed her last week. She wrote a book, some of the real story or the real missing money game, something like that. She's identified $21 trillion that the DOD and Pentagon.
Excuse me. What's her name again?
This is Catherine Austin Fitz.
Wasn't she on Dave Janda a few weeks ago?
Well, she's been around for a long time. She was assistant under quite a responsibility. That's when she started noticing, you know, the books were adding, started trying to track down a lot of the secret stuff. In October of 2018, there was a board set up, a federal accounting standards board, and it's some secret people that, you know, nobody knows who they are, and Trump would have, and the Congress would have had to sign off on this.
Tom,
you know,
stop.
Trump's a bankruptcy specialist.
Stop where you are, Tom. Don't walk anymore. You're in a good spot.
All right. Sorry.
We're going to have to do. I would like to open that door, but not today because that's going to take a lot.
She wrote a book. I mean, and I mean, you need a scorecard to keep track of this stuff. And you know, I don't know if I'm going to get her book or not. I'm going to definitely look it up.
If she's who I think she is, she was on Maria Bartiromo, made some charges, and they whisked her off during the commercial break.
Interesting. But yeah. She was on Janda, you said?
Yeah, I believe this is the... Well, whoever was on Janda was talking about this, and I think this was who it was. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and let's do a plug for Dr. Janda, too, while we're at it. Sunday afternoons, 3 to 5, Derek?
2 to 5.
2 to 5. Yeah. 2 to 5, Dr. Dave Janda. Great show, folks. Don't miss it. If you want to really find out some interesting information about our government and the world, the situation of globalism in the world, listen to Janda. He's the guy. All right, Tom, we'll appreciate the call, man.
You know, and I think the idea would be that, you know, having Trump in there as, you know, if with all the debt, you know, that would be the people who the money is owed to, that would be their best shot of getting the best return for, you know, for whatever goes down.
Yeah.
I mean, spending so far out of control. My understanding is Trump is like, he's increased spending like, way over the top, and Republicans aren't talking about that.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you can blame that on Trump, though, right? Congress is the one that's putting this together.
Well, I don't know who to blame. I'm just, you know, it's just that you can throw a pretty good party if you spend an extra $500 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
We still don't have a 335 ship Navy.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Tom. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
All right, so, and we can get deep in the weeds on that one, but and that's a show we should probably take an entire hour is looking at the money. I mean, come on, Republicans are always against or for a balanced budget until you have power, and then you don't do anything about it. You know, McConnell, Ryan, you guys didn't put anything together about trying to what happened to Trump's 5% slash across the board?
I don't know.
You know, is that in? I haven't seen the budget. I have to go back and look at it, I guess. But
well, it's a budget that would have to go through a Democrat-controlled House now. So
yeah, so we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's part of the whole thing, trying to do the bipartisan infrastructure. And they said, well, give us billions. I said, well, let's talk about what we want. Just give us money.
Just give me money.
Yeah.
How much money? Uh-huh. Just give me everything you got.
How much you got?
Yeah. All right, so let's get back to Spygate, as it's called. And I want to tell people, you know, go to the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H Times, the Epoch Times, great newspaper. The March edition from this year has got a full story, and I don't think you're going to find a better, complete investigative analysis than you'll get right here from the Epoch Times. I got this from a guy I work with. The inside story of Spygate. Did the Obama-era officials conspire to take down Trump? And I think we all know the answer to that. But it's something I wanted to read here was I don't think a lot of people understand the number of resignations and demotions at the FBI and DOJ. And this is right at the top. James Comey, right? Mm-hmm. Now gone. Andrew McCabe, now gone. James Baker, who was the FBI general counsel, now gone. Trisha Anderson was the principal deputy general counsel within the office of the general counsel, now gone. Lisa Page, infamous Lisa Page. Peter Strzok, infamous Peter Straub.
Her boyfriend?
Yeah. Bill Priestap, head of FBI Counterintelligence Division.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Sally Yates, of course, mm-hmm. gone. John Carlin, a name we haven't really heard, announced his resignation. He left in 2016. Mary McCord, acting Assistant Attorney General and acting head of National Security Division. She resigned. David Loffman, and that was a name that we've heard quite a bit on Rush's show, too. Deputy Assistant Attorney General in charge of counterintelligence for the National Security Division. How about a Randall Coleman, Executive Assistant Director of FBI Criminal Cyber Response and Services Branch? He resigned. Michael Steinbach, Executive Assistant Director of National Security. Greg Brower, FBI Assistant Director for the Office of Congressional Affairs. James Rabicki, we've heard that name before, Director, Chief of Staff for James Comey. Rachel Brand was an Associate Attorney General. Josh Campbell, Special Assistant to FBI Director James Comey. Michael Corton was an FBI Assistant Director. It goes on and on. Peter Orr, or Bruce Orr, Peter Kadzik, Matthew Axelrod, and Richard Scott. The list is huge.
You know, and as you were reading that, we're talking about declassification, and I mentioned about those four intelligence heads in Italy?
Yeah.
I like what Trump had to say. Yeah, we're going to declassify. And why didn't they want to declassify? Because it might involve some of our international partners, some of our allies. It may, like the UK is pushing, don't involve us in your political problems.
Right.
Well, you are involved. And so now you got Trump. He comes out and says, yes, declassify. And what? I want to know about the U. He names them. I want to know about the UK. I want to know about Germany. I want to know about Ukraine. I want to.
Absolutely.
All of them. Let's find out about all of them.
Let's open up this nasty spider web of globalist scumbags, these elitists who think they could pull the wool over the common man's
eyes. The secret
eyes,
world government.
Right? Yes. And right here, the Trisha Anderson lady that resigned. Trisha Anderson testified that she had not read the Carter Page FISA application prior to signing off on it. Hmm. Really?
She just trusted somebody. Rubber stamped it. That's your job.
That's your job.
Yeah. I trust them. I get a lot of papers across my desk. I trust them.
It's almost got to be illegal, I would think. Doggone it. It's just amazing. And so I want to tell people, Epoch Times, Epoch Times, EPOCH Times, look it up, Google it up. You can find this in the March edition. But it goes to all that phony dossier. How come it's right there, everybody can see it, but nobody's saying the DNC and the Clinton campaign paid for the Steele dossier? Why isn't somebody from whoever wrote the check for the DNC or Hillary's campaign, how come they're not on Capitol Hill testifying?
I still can't figure out how you can hammer a bunch of phones and delete a bunch of emails, you know, and have a private server. And kids on the street know this stuff. It's not denied. It happened. And she's walking free. How is that? Oh, because that would be political motivation if Trump went after his political opponent in the last election. No, it's truth, justice, and the American way.
It just happened. It happened before Trump ever became the president, right?
Yeah.
So she needs to pay the piper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her or people in her committee, whatever. I know it's her.
Oh, she didn't have intent.
Oh, intent, my, yeah.
Well, right? That's what Comey said.
So where's Trump's intent? Not only was there no collusion and no obstruction, there's certainly no intent. Mm-hmm. Even if there was collusion or obstruction, there wasn't intent, right?
Yeah.
They can't prove anything.
Pastor Rick and I were talking about that before the show. And you know, in that case, intent does come into play when it's obstruction of justice. Then intent of what you were saying and how you said it would come into play.
Yeah.
So it's reasonable to say Trump did not have intent there. But it's not reasonable to say it in the case of what Hillary Clinton did.
All right. Well, I want to move on to one thing that kind of got glossed over this week in the course of things, and it was Ben Carson who made a decision at HUD to start removing illegal aliens from housing and urban development, right? Why are we subsidizing illegals in housing and urban development? We're paying for that when there are so many Americans, veterans, old people, young people, single moms, American citizens who are on waiting lists to get into subsidized housing under the housing and urban development, right? Mm-hmm. And so they called him up to Capitol Hill, and the Democrats just beat him mercilessly. And I've got this one track here. It's a little long because Ben Carson speaks slowly, right? So bear with it. But he puts them in their place so well, so well. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Derek, you got track three about Ben Carson? Let's go with this. This is Representative Maloney from New York he's talking to.
You know, as far as what we're doing with housing, the law that has been provided through Congress states very specifically that the Secretary of HUD may not provide housing assistance to people who are here illegally. It also states specifically that the Secretary has the duty to end assistance if he finds that someone is violating that. So we are following the law. I would also point out to you...
But may I respond? By law, we already, I agree with you, you don't provide subsidies to people who are here illegally. But these children were born here in America. And even if their families are illegal, it's a mixed family in terms of legality, the children are legal. So you could have a situation where the parents are deported and the children, they leave the children here, American citizens, and who is going to take care of these children? Do you have a plan to take care of these 55,000 children, which is HUD's number that came forward with, that they project could be hurt by this plan? Do you have a plan for how to take care of these children, yes or no?
A couple of things here. First of all, there are hundreds of thousands of children, as well as elderly and disabled people on the waiting list who are legal American citizens.
But, Mr. Secretary, these children are legal American citizens. They were born in America.
Their parents
aren't. They are legal citizens.
As I was saying, there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, who are waiting on the list. Do you suggest that we prioritize people who
are going to pick one American citizen over another? Again,
these
children are American citizens. They are
they're anchor babies.
Legal.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your plan to take care of them?
Well, if you read the rule carefully, you will see that it provides a six-month deferral on request if they have not found another place to live. And that can be renewed two times for a total of 18 months, which is plenty of time for Congress to engage in comprehensive immigration reform so that this becomes a moot point, as does the DACA situation and 100 other things.
What? How in the world can you put forward a plan that could
the gentle
leave
lady's time has
children homeless?
The gentlewoman from Missouri, Ms. Wagner, is recognized for 5 minutes.
I thank the chairwoman. I thank Secretary Carson for his testimony today and for his service. Would you like a minute, sir, any more time to respond?
Yeah. Thank you very much. The fact of the matter is Congress has the responsibility for making the laws that govern this, and they have the ability to change that. And if, in fact, you want to explain to the American citizens who've been on the wait list for several years in your district in New York why we should continue to support families that are not here legally, I would be happy to join you in helping to explain that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, basically, this has happened before with other illegal alien families. They leave, they take their children with them who are anchor babies, and when their anchor babies are of age, they can come back as citizens. It's happened before.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean you have to subsidize the parents. It kick the parents out, let the kid have the apartment. See how that works.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean the parents have a right to live here just because they had an anchor baby.
Yeah. Well, of course, that congresswoman out of New York wants that illegal people to get their driver's license and vote for them.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
I thought this was going to be where the woman accused him of, where he thought she accused him of being an Oreo. She used an arcane term that's used, a real estate operative, REO, and he didn't hear her clearly. He said, excuse me, did you say Oreo? And she said, no, REO. You're inept. You don't know what an REO is? He's, oh, I know what that is, but nobody uses that term anymore.
Here's what bothers me the most.
Set up.
Once again, the Democrats in Congress, our elected Democratic leaders, asking him to break the law. Just like they asked William Barr to break the law. Yeah. The Democrats are the party of lawbreakers. It doesn't get any more simple than that. They want him to break the law. Nancy Pelosi's been in office for 30, 40 years now. They've done nothing. You can fix this. You want to allow illegals to stay here? Then change the law and let them stay here.
They're on record being opposed to illegal immigration just years ago.
Let's take a call from Walter in Ypsilanti. He wants to talk about the Michigan auto insurance bill. Walter, welcome to the show.
All right, man, prior to that comment, before I make the comment, let's get Ben to wake up out of his slumber, man, get a little bit more fire in him. But I like the way he did it, though. He gave him the truth in his nice little demeanor way. You know, he got him straight. But please, Ben, wake up out of that slumber, man, get some energy.
Yeah, anyway. That's just his style. He's a little slow speaking, but he made the point.
Yeah, he made the point. Auto insurance. What do you guys think about the deal made?
You know, the only thing I've seen was a little bit on television last night, Walter, so that's why we didn't put it on the agenda today, because I am not versed enough at this point to even discuss it. How about you, Ed?
Wretched Whitless says she's not going to sign off on it, so it doesn't matter what I think about it. It's not going to happen.
No, she's not going to sign it. I thought it was the deal was cut.
I heard it said she's not going to sign off on it.
I thought I saw something this morning while I was cleaning house that she had signed it, sat down and signed it.
Oh, then it's weeks old if you were cleaning house. It hasn't been moved and touched in weeks. And things have changed since then.
I would have sworn I saw it this morning.
Yeah, I think she signed it. And plus another thing, Republicans were in there 8 years. They didn't do nothing. All of a sudden, they were to get serious about that and abortion.
Yeah.
Hypocrites. And by the way, all this collusion with stuff with Donald Trump and all this nonsense that went on with the John Kerry lookalike Mueller, Republicans enabled the thing to go on this long.
Yeah,
absolutely. Lindsey Graham's on board with Trump, but he's one of the first clowns that came out of his mouth, said if he fires Mueller or Mueller, whatever you want to call him, that's the end of his presidency. So he continued this nonsense and this lie going on, as well as probably the majority of those Republicans, who at this very day, right now, do not speak up for Donald Trump. That's why he has to go to tweeting and everything else and doing this and getting his own crowd and being his own news media, because I hear not one fake Republican, and let's throw Cruz and the rest of them in there, speaking up for this man.
Yeah. I tell you what, I think them letting Mueller run his piece was right, because you know what? The facts came out. The facts were no obstruction, no collusion, and then now the Democrats look like complete idiots because he found nothing after all this, and now they're beating this dead horse again and again. It's just amazing to me. All right, Walter, that's the end of the show. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Make sure you call in early next time.
Now we got to wait till next week to talk about Whitmer and auto insurance.
Next week we'll talk Whitmer and auto insurance. Take care, Walter.
See you, Walter.
All right, man.
And for everyone else, go to thedailydrift.com.
Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day.
Honor the dead.
Yeah. And go to currentonline.com, CourantOnline.com, and visit our advertisers.
Yes, sir.
Take care.